We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Show. We're talking Saturday's six-game slate at DraftKings, the biggest slate we've had yet this season, so that's something. But Ryan, the last time you were on, you said never to listen to you for a Chelsea slate. Is that the case again? Should people turn their cameras off or turn their computers off? Not just end this
right now? No, I actually like this slate. I was more referring to maybe a smaller three-game slate.
Okay.
Where you got Chelsea in a, you know, as the biggest favorite, where you don't have many other options. But we got a lot of options here. Like, I like these slates. You know, I don't usually like slates where Tottenham are the biggest favorite because, you know, you got to choose between Son and Kane or just fading both of them. But speaking from a cash game perspective, I'm playing more cash than ever this week. You know, it being a six-game slate, and there's, you know, what look like good plays, like on paper, like a lot of guys look like good plays and not too many stand out as obvious ones. So the reason I like this slate is because it's more about evaluating, you know, spots against each other, which is, I think, is my strength. And, you know, choosing who's the best play of a, you know, a number of decent options.
Yeah, this seems like an easy cash slate on the surface, which may be why you're leaning towards playing a bunch, but we'll get into that. So the odds we have, so there's six matches and all six home teams are favored. That doesn't happen too often, especially when it's just all six matches here. So it also doesn't happen when one of those, the third biggest favorite is Nottingham Forest, coming off a 6-0 loss. They are home against Bournemouth. That one also has the lowest implied goal total. But as you mentioned, Tottenham and Chelsea, both above 60% win chance, both with clean sheet percentage, 38-39%. And then their implied goal total is up there along with the Brentford-Leeds match, which is unsurprisingly expected to be a more even match. So as you said, the Tottenham guys, Kane and Son. But for cash games, Son is now 9,500. It feels like, I mean, we said this middle of the week here and about Cancelo, about how he should be, if this was the first match of the season, Cancelo would probably be 7K. If this was the first match of the season, Tottenham home against Fulham, Son would be 11K. So in cash games, is Son an easy plug-in because where else are you spending the money kind of a thing?
Yep, you're exactly right. And on the first week of the season, Son was actually 11-9. And he was chalk when Spurs were home against Southampton. So, yeah, even like if we had other options, then you could start to nitpick a little because, you know, Son hasn't been great. You can just look at the game log and see his floor hasn't been as high as usual. He's been getting subbed earlier. You know, that could continue to happen now that, you know, Richarlison's in there and there's a lot of games and in a short time period. But yeah, there just really isn't much else and you're going to be able to afford it. So for cash games, yeah, I think you just put Son in. Spurs are the biggest favorites, so it's a good spot. And like you mentioned, he's cheap.
Yeah, because in cash games, it's like, where else are you going? You're probably not going to go Bowen at Chelsea, Eze at Newcastle. I mean, what else is there until you get to Morgan Gibbs-White at $6,100?
There's no other expensive forwards that have decent floors. So Son's the only one.
Right. I mean, you mentioned Mbeumo in your article, 6,500. Still, I'd probably prefer. I guess if you're if you don't want Son in your team, I guess you could do Gibbs White and Mbeumo, but do you need to do that? Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think you need to do that, but you're right, you could. I think Mbeumo is probably like just a little bit better play than people might think, at least like from a floor, from a cash game. You know, he's cheap and it's a good matchup now, and he's been taking some sets, and you know, he can score goals. I remember her, you know, last season I tried to play him quite a bit, at least in GPPs, and you know, we would joke around on here, he just never did anything. And then towards the end of the year, he had a string of games where he was scoring goals, you know, coming up with assists. So yeah, I mean, he's fine, but you're right. I don't think you need to go there. I mean, you mentioned Gibbs White. Gibbs White seems like the obvious one, right? Son and Gibbs White seem like the forward pairing. I mean, Gibbs White's taken most of the set pieces. You know, Forrest signed him for a ton of money, and the matchup is the best possible matchup you can have in the Premier League, against Bournemouth, who are considerably worse than all the other teams in the league. So I think, yeah, you know, you start with Son and Gibbs White. It seems pretty easy.
Yeah, it's like, why even talk about anything else for cash games? Because it just seems too easy. Because what else are you going to
That's why,
do?
like, I think there, you know, I think there'll be enough people who don't do that. You know, most people will do that, of course. At least, you know, I guess I don't really know. I would
I
just think
mean,
most everyone will do that, but still some people won't. So, you know, you start to, I don't know, whittle down the field little by little.
yeah, that's what happened with Haaland on Wednesday. He was 50% in cash games. If you didn't have him, you probably lost, even if you had Alvarez. So,
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, just Haaland was like not on the winning GPP lineups. I don't know about the main slate, but in like the high stakes and stuff, it was just crazy, crazy.
That's pretty much it for cash games. I mean, if you want to just go with Son and just dinky down to Eduard at 3,800, but there's no reason to do that. So let's get into some, I guess, tournament talk here, just in terms
Right.
of what we got. I mean, you got, so the move is that you just fade Tottenham and Chelsea. But how good of a move is that if, you know, Kai Havertz is down here at 5,900? How
Yeah.
popular do you think Havertz is going to be here?
Well, less than he would have been if he was this price a couple weeks ago. That's
True.
for sure. Like, you know, a couple weeks ago before Chelsea struggled so much, and you know, before Havertz has done nothing, but you got to expect he's still going to be pretty popular, right? That's cheap. Yeah, it's annoying too. That's annoying because I'd like to just fade Chelsea, like you mentioned, and have Havertz be like 7.5K and, you know, not worry about it. But that's cheap. You know, he came off early last week though. And part of the reason, you know, I wrote in my article that Havertz has cost me a lot of money this year already. I've played more Havertz than usual, and I've been over the field on most of these slates. And a lot of the reason was because he was just always going 90 minutes. Chelsea didn't really have a number nine. You know, we saw him get subbed early last week. Again, stuff like that is probably going to happen more often with all these games. But still, yeah, 5,900, probably going to want to take some shots. You don't have to, though. There are plenty of options, and there are plenty of cheap options. Just like me, you know, as someone who has played him these weeks, like I tend to stay on guys a little bit longer, at least like guys that I believe in, rather than hop off. But if you've been fading Havertz and it's been working out, then you
Keep
might
doing it.
consider fading again. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of ways to go. It just, I mean, there's six matches, so you can really decide whatever you want to do if you're going to fade the Chelsea and Tottenham guys. If you're not going to fade them, then, I mean, there you go. Kane and Son, 10.5K, 9.5K, and then Sterling, 9K. So, I mean, you have those guys if you want to take that route. But I assume the Tottenham guys are going to be popular. I'm not as sure with Chelsea. Do you think, like, Sterling will get a ton of looks because he's 9K compared to, you know, you got Kane and Son there? Even, like, I guess Kulishevsky's only midfield, but even the Tottenham guys there. So do you think these Chelsea guys – I feel like it's a harder matchup here.
I know Fulham
played well, but
I don't think people will really play Sterling, right? Okay. He just doesn't seem like, again, like, I'm not great at, like, predicting ownership. It just feels that way, though. He feels expensive. You know, West Ham's not necessarily a matchup you want to target, and there's just a lot of options. So, I mean, I don't mind Sterling. Like, he's some leverage off those Spurs guys. I kind of shit on Sterling a little bit last week. Not really, but the Chelsea attackers in general, just how they all fail there. And I didn't even mention, like, Ziyech and Hudson-Odoi and all those guys. But with Sterling, I do think it's different because, you know, he was signed for a lot more than his goal scoring. You know, he's really good defensively, just really good at all parts of the game. So I think he's, like, sort of going to be, you know, the main man type of guy for Chelsea, at least in terms of just being on the field. You know, he never came off the field for England during the recent Euros, and, like, I could see them using him like that. So I do like Sterling, like, a little more than it might have came off before, just because, like, he's good and he'll score goals. But yeah, this week, I don't know. Like you mentioned, just I don't want to play Spurs and Chelsea just in general, but, like, I don't mind Sterling when he's not going to be that popular.
So if you look at the other match with a higher implied goal total, we have Patrick Bamford, could start. He's 4,900. I think it's either going to be Gelhart or Bamford up top for Leeds. The problem is that one of those guys is going to start and they're going to get 60 minutes. So you're going to have to make a decision there. But we have Sinisterra here, and it seems like he's going to hold on to his starting role because Leeds loaned out Daniel James, who is actually had a question with that. So Daniel James is still listed on Leeds in this game. Is he going to accrue points if he starts for Fulham?
I didn't notice that. That's interesting.
I mean,
maybe.
Seems maybe. Like it. Not like you're going to be playing him at
right,
Tottenham.
Not like you're going to be playing him, so it doesn't really matter, but that's funny. Yeah, it seems like Bamford's going to start. I think that's fine for tournaments. Doesn't really matter that he's going to play 60 minutes just because he's so cheap. Like, you just need him to score and finish with 15 points, and that's, like, going to be good enough a lot of times. Of course, he could do more than that, but, yeah, like, it's cheap enough. You could take a shot on Bamford for tournaments.
You're not a big Tony guy, but Tony is here, and he has the best odds to score outside of the top two Tottenham guys. Tony at 8,100. Is he going to be popular because of those goal scoring odds?
I mean, I was going to ask you, do you think people play him in this spot or on this slate? Who's more popular, him or Sterling?
It's a difficult question.
Like, this is the stuff that, like, I'm not good at because, like, I mean, admittedly, I, like, don't pay attention to it. It doesn't really matter. Like, it does a little if you play more of a game theory style. But yeah, anyways, I don't know. It's a pretty good spot, a pretty good matchup. I don't know. Like Jordan always says, and I tend to agree with him, he tends to be over-owned, at least for my liking. But now that we have six games, obviously his ownership will come down a little. Mm-hmm. So it seems fine. He could score two goals.
Right. I think Sterling will be more popular just because it's like a name recognition thing. You got Sterling, you have Chelsea, they're a bigger favorite, they're at home. I think that still plays into things where Tony is still sure. I mean, he's more popular than he thinks than we think he's going to be on certain slates, but
yeah, I think I'd agree with you. Yeah, I think I'd agree with you.
So we got other options here. Goncalo Geddes is down here, 6,700. You know, just in the sneaky range here. Isak came on, played 66 minutes against Crystal Palace. He looked good, but, you know, he picked up, he had like a dead leg issue. Probably not going to be a guy who's going 90 minutes on a short week. So, I mean, you have that to worry about. But, I mean, I do like the Wolves matchup better than Newcastle's matchup against Crystal Palace.
Me too. I'm a fan of this Wolves team. I think they're better than people think.
I mean, that's how it was last season, wasn't it? When they lost their first three matches.
And they're better now, though. They're better now. Like, I like I like this manager. And they, like, I've been surprised, I guess, how often they've, like, sort of dominated games, like, in terms of possession and chances. Maybe it hasn't shown up yet. But, yeah, I think this is a good spot for Wolves. And, you know, Southampton are without Lavia, which helps Wolves a little bit. And then
actually they're also without Romelu.
You know, that too, like the heart of midfield right there, two guys in the heart of midfield. And there's some good prices on these Wolves guys. I don't know, you know, man, they have so many attackers now. I mean, Wolves have way too many attackers. But yeah, I think any of these guys are fine. Obviously, I'd prefer the cheaper ones. Jimenez, I don't know what's the deal with Kolasinac. It doesn't seem like he's going to start. But like Adama Traore, 5,200. I mean, it's time to give him a start. Like those guys, yeah, I'd love to play any of those Wolves guys.
Yeah, we talked about Jimenez in the last show. I guess the thing is, if Kolasinac is actually on the bench, then that's more of a reason Jimenez isn't going to go a full 90. So I guess that's something to watch out for. Mm-hmm. I believe he's been in training this week. We'll see though, but yeah, those Wolves guys, definitely a good spot. I mean, Southampton coming off a win against Chelsea, but they're what, one of the most unpredictable teams in the league. So I'm not sure Chelsea win.
Right. Quote unquote letdown spot, you know, to after that Chelsea win, you know, key players injured, like, yeah.
Nottingham Forest home against Bournemouth. We got whoever starts really up front for them. Emmanuel Dennis, Iwani, I think it was Brennan Johnson that started last match, and he's actually cheaper than those two guys. The problem is that I think whoever starts in a central striker role is, you know, just one of these guys who's going to get 60 minutes because they have such a deep bench that they're not going to give these guys more than 60 minutes. So that's the worry.
They had, like, the funniest transfer window you've ever seen. Like, just, yeah, they signed, like, basically all the names that, you know, pop up that you could potentially sign with, like, no rhyme or reason. But I don't know. They got some good players. But, yeah, Brennan Johnson, 5,200. He's good. I played him in the championship slates a lot last year and cheap, and I mean up until last game had been playing, you know, 90 minutes in the first four games. Like, but yeah, like you mentioned, I don't know, you're not really counting on the minutes here. These prices are cheap and the matchup is great though, so whoever starts at forward for Forest, I mean, just they're all great plays. It can be anybody. It's about the matchup. All these guys are cheap. The cheapest Forest for or the most expensive Forest forward is 6,100. So yeah, whoever starts is a good play in my opinion.
For what do we got here? I feel like we got Joelinton. He's down at 4,900. This seems like a 10-point floor game for him, home against Crystal Palace. He has, you know, one of those every few matches. So if you want those 10 floor points from Joelinton, there you go.
I think him or Almiron. I think they're fine GPP plays, honestly, and it's because, okay, like, they won't be owned. Like, you know, they're not great plays, but someone like Patrick Bamford will have more ownership than them, and then, like, the Wolves and Forest guys will have way more. So, like, you know, you get these guys at 5% or whatever, and they can score at that price. You know, they're Newcastle are home favorites, so – you know, I like those type of plays. Like, you know, obviously I play multiple lineups. Those aren't the type of guys I would play, you know, if I make one lineup or a couple lineups, or if I'm playing single entries, I'm not going to be looking at those guys. But
do you put anything into if Willian starts for Fulham? I know it's at Tottenham, but you could get possible set pieces in this match. Any thoughts for cash games at 4K here?
That's hilarious that Fulham signed Willian. I mean, that's really my thought. Yeah, my no, I would never do that. I think that's a bad play. Yeah.
I just saw his name. I had to bring him up here.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe – you know, I'm glad you brought him up. I can't believe how bad Willian was at Arsenal. Like, and I just – there's no way he's good enough to play in the Premier League anymore. I mean, I just can't see it. So, I mean, and I can't see him playing big minutes. It's going to be interesting to see. And, like, he doesn't even have that much value. Like, he can't beat anyone. Like, he can't get a shot off. I don't know. Like, I'm interested to watch Willian because, you know, talking kind of bad about him, but I was a big Willian fan. You know, I think all of us were. I mean, he was great for a few years. I mean, and great to watch, but I mean, he's a shell of himself, I'm sure. So no way.
Yeah. I mean, he spent a year in Brazil and now he's going back to the Premier League. So how much,
I mean, I couldn't believe how, I don't know, like slow he was, even when he was still on Arsenal. It was weird for a guy that you would think should be quick, at least still, I don't know.
That being the case, I doubt he's going to start. So it doesn't.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a terrible matchup. But like 4K, if they were home against Bournemouth, like in this Nottingham Forest spot, then yeah. I mean, Adam, I would play you for 4K if you were starting up top against Bournemouth.
I'd probably score for sure. For so 4K. You should definitely play me.
Right. I mean, you know.
You got any other thoughts for forward for now here?
No, I mean, I think we like talked about basically everything.
Every player we talked about, yes.
Not every player, but I mean, yeah, no. No more thoughts.
All right. Midfield, I actually completely looked over James Ward-Prowse when I put together my first lineup, and then I read your article. I was like, wait, James Ward-Prowse is on the slate? And he's here, 8,200 at Wolves. You got Jack Harrison, 8,400. At Brentford, and I guess there's a chance that Ziyech starts again, so I guess we have to talk about him at 8,300. Those are the high-end midfielders here for at least cash games. I mean, you have money to spend, so I guess it depends what you want to do at defense, but are you going with one of these high-end midfielders, or are you going down for both your midfield spots here?
Yeah, so this midfield position makes the slate interesting. You know, all of these guys are options and they're all similarly priced. Harrison's been really good. You know, I couldn't. So I guess we'll talk about Chelsea, you know, Ziyech, Mount, just like what I'm going to do with Chelsea in general. You know, I don't want to play much Chelsea, but for cash games, if Reece James starts on the wing, then he's the only guy I think I would consider. Like, I would forget about Mount and I would forget about Ziyech. If Reece is in the back three and, like, say then there was no Ziyech, and, you know, so it's one of these situations where Mount's going to take at least half, maybe more, then I think I would, like, yeah, I think I would consider Mount. It's a good price tag if he's, like, going to be the Mount, you know, that he sometimes is, I guess, but... it's a risk also. So, like, I don't really want to. Ward-Prowse away to Wolves, you know, it's a cheaper price tag than we've seen. And I think some people might like him here, but no, I don't love it. I don't like Southampton in this spot at all. I think they're going to be second best for most of the game. And that's not good for Ward-Prowse for the most part. Yeah, Pedro Neto. I do like Neto. You know, we just talked about that game, like Wolves. But I don't, you know, he's not a must or anything. But I like his floor and upside combo more, I think, than these other guys, just based on, I guess, the matchup. You know, it's a better matchup than Harrison. It's a better matchup than Ward-Prowse. The Chelsea guys are sort of a mystery. So, you know, Neto looks pretty good. I don't know, but I'm not like dying to roster any of these guys either. You know, this is tough. What do you think about this range?
I think every Chelsea slate is stupid because we have to have the same conversation every time about set pieces and who's going to start. Man.
And about these wingbacks, about Chilwell and Cucurella, and who's it going to be? And then are they even going to play wingbacks? Are they going to come out in a 4-3-3 again? I mean, dude, Chelsea's the worst.
Okay, so this is my prediction.
They got Fofana now.
Yeah, they've gone with a back four the last two matches, but they have Fofana. So I think they're going to go back to the back three.
I do too.
Because they have Fofana, they have Thiago Silva, they have Koulibaly, and they don't have to play Reece James back there. So you put Reece James back at his wingback role where he's a better player. And it also helps that Loftus-Cheek picked up like a hamstring issue last match. So I doubt he's going to be able to start anyway. So maybe Reece James is your only option at wingback unless we see like Pulisic go there.
I really hope that happens. I really hope James starts at wingback. It'll be just so much easier for me for tournaments to like, he'll be the only Chelsea guy I really want to consider besides maybe a Havertz or a Sterling, but I'd love not to have to worry about Mount or Ziyech. Yeah.
Yeah. If James starts on the wing and Ziyech is also in there, does Ziyech take left-sided? Is he taking left-sided?
He did last year. He did last year when that happened. But like, I'm just over it. I'm done with these Chelsea guys in this spot. Like, we got six games. I like West Ham. Chelsea sucks. I think West Ham can hold Chelsea. So I'll just go with that and just, you know, hope it goes well.
I think so. That James part kind of plays into where I want to go with midfield, because if you play Son and if you play James, if you're going three of the more expensive defenders, are you going to be able to spend on one of these more expensive midfielders? Probably not. So that's what the good thing is that you have a ton of options in this lower range, which is why it makes more sense to not use these guys, because sure, there's Harrison, but on the same team, you have Brendan Aaronson. He's still kind of cheap at 6,600. Olisa down here, 6,800. Not saying you should play him, but I'm saying these are guys, options. You got Mathias Jensen at 6,400. He's probably the better play there. Home, 6,400 against Leeds. Perisic, you mentioned him in your article, 6,300 against Fulham, another guy. And then, we still got Ruben Neves, no set pieces, but then you got Matheus Nunes for Wolves. I could just keep reading all these names here. And I didn't even mention Tavernier. I didn't mention Ryan Christie. There's just a lot of options here in this lower range of why do you need to spend up for JWP at Wolves when you can go with all these guys? So,
yeah, I agree with you. Sorry, I got a little distracted. I heard most of it. I was trying to read the chat. This Miguel had me cracking up, saying how he was going to play Willian. Yeah. Sorry about that, but like, I hope I'm saving you money. And then I see he's got another question here. Son and Hoiberg versus Kane and Bentancur. I see what you're trying to do, but I don't know if you necessarily need a Hoiberg or Bentancur. I would try to find like a 1,000 or 1,500 and get myself to somebody who can score goals. I do like, of course, yeah, they can assist to each other, but I guess that's just my advice. I guess those Spurs guys are cheap. It's just, I guess it's what do you think about the spot against Spurs or against Fulham? Are they going to just dominate Fulham for 20 minutes? I don't know. Maybe. And then in that case, that would make sense. But Spurs just worry me. I don't know. I don't know, Adam. What back to what you were saying though? Yeah, I agree more. I couldn't agree more. The decision, you know, if you don't play Reece James, then you can pay up for one of those guys. But I want to play Reece James as a wingback. So you mentioned these guys in the mid range. Perisic looks pretty good. Yeah, you know, taking, you know, you shouldn't say taking sets, but he'll probably take one or two sets, I would say, right? I mean, is that what you think? So he looks good. You know, when Spurs are the biggest favorite, it's still a decent price for him. Like, I wouldn't want to pay, you know, 7-8K, but yeah, so I don't mind Perisic. And then I don't know, did you go all the way down?
I think I ended on Christie there. 44.
Yeah, okay. No, go ahead.
No, I mean, there's a lot of guys like Ryan Yates, Nunez, I mentioned too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just a lot of routes here. Lewis O'Brien, even a guy we mentioned here, just 4K against Bournemouth. No set pieces, but I don't know, he'll get opportunities up front, and they're playing Bournemouth, so it's not the worst idea.
I agree with but yeah, I gotta stop reading the chat, you know.
Yeah, these guys are going
right. I kind of agree with this guy though. I like Nunez. Like, play three defenders and you can play Nunez. I like the spot for Wolves, and Nunez has been taking a few sets, and again, like, he could have scored again last week. He probably should have. Yeah, so I think Nunez would be my favorite in this range if I had to choose one.
So who stands out to you? Like, are you going to go with Nunez and then someone in like the 6K range? Just for cash games, like you got Jensen and Perisic and Tavernier. I mean, and
probably the two guys I wrote in my article, or the two guys I highlighted in the article, you know?
Yeah, you got to read that, rotowire.com, check it out.
I don't know. They're similar guys. Nunez.
I just think there's a lot of options here.
There's a lot of options. I'll probably play Nunez if I need Reece James.
I know you bashed Bournemouth in your article, but I still think in cash games that you can use like a Tavernier, a Christie, if they're in. They played a 4-3-3, and those guys were on the left and right side. Like, you can play those guys with set pieces. It's not Nottingham Forest are good. So,
no, I agree. I think I briefly said that. Like, I'd be fine with one of the Bournemouth guys as my last guy in, if that's all I could afford. Like, Tavernier is like, it's still a pretty good spot for Bournemouth. Like, you know, Nottingham Forest. So yeah, I agree.
And there's a world in which you use both Nunez and Christie. I mean, and you could still make cash.
I don't think so. I don't know. I feel like you're giving up a lot there.
All right.
I mean, what do you need it for? I don't know what you need it for. Like, who?
I don't know either. I'm just messing around with midfield here. Yeah, I guess you don't need it. That would mean you're spending up at two forward spots, kind of a thing. So.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like that's the right construction for this slate.
Yeah, there's a lot of pretty reasonable cash moves for midfield. Any shouts here for tournament play? Anyone stand out? I mean, Nunez is a tournament play. I'd say.
Yeah, I think he's fine for tournaments. I mean, the guys you mentioned, Yates, definitely.
Yeah, like these Nottingham Forest guys going against Bournemouth. Yeah,
right. Definitely Yates. To be honest, if Yates and Nunez start, like, I probably wouldn't use. Like, I'm not gonna just play a bunch of guys in this range. You know, try to pick out one or two that you like and use them if you have to.
Right. I mean, at some point, Jorginho is going to get that PK and everyone's going to be dang it.
Yep.
I played him last week and he's 3,700 now.
He's a fine GPP play at 3,700. That's actually good that you bring him up. I would play him. I might do that actually. It's not something I would do when he's 5K or, you know, something like that. But 3,700. Yeah. Why not? Why not?
You don't get PK takers at 3,700 very often.
And not PK takers for the second biggest favorite or the third biggest or whatever they are.
Right. All right. So Oh, Moutinho, 4,800. We mentioned the Wolves guys. Moutinho, cash game. What do we got? 9.5 floor last match.
I mean, just no way.
You no, could cash, have... cash.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, for me, I'm saying, like, is Nunez starting as well? Are they both starting in this scenario? I mean, then just no way for me.
Oh, okay. So Nunez, Moutinho, and Neves. You Nunez don't use Moutinho?
No, I wouldn't.
Even though we got 9.5 floor points last match?
Well, you know, sometimes you get lucky.
I didn't even realize. Oh, he took some set pieces last week, but he
he did. Like, and like Nunez was off the. I don't know. I know Nunez was off the pitch at the end when he was taking a couple.
So the thing is that I assume that Dendoncker actually subbed on for him. They actually only have three midfielders right now. Mm. So one of those guys is only going to sub out if like Wolves need a push for a goal. Like, well, I take that back. I guess Podence or Trier came on. Well, I guess they needed to push for a goal, so that's why Nunez came off. That's why. Okay. Now I'm seeing. But, yeah, they –
Didn't they have that one, like, American? He was, like, 6'5" or something, played a couple times last year. I don't know.
Man. American. PFOC?
No. He was a young defensive midfielder. Anyways.
I can't think back that far. Yeah, so
we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Defender. These guys are talking in the chat about defender being weak, but as we mentioned, Reece James, if he's playing on the wing, I think that's a lock, at least for
cash. I do too, man. I do too, and I don't think everyone would play him just because there's a lot of options.
I almost think in cash games that Nico Williams and Kieran Trippier are also locks. Do you agree with that?
I'd like to play those three, yes. I would like to play those three. I would definitely have two. Like,
you can't go target, obviously.
Yeah, if I needed it, like if I needed that extra salary, I wouldn't mind going to target. And, you know, while I think it's more risky, I don't think it'd be the worst thing to go to Renan Lodi if he started. But I'd rather the guys you mentioned.
Yeah, the thing with Lodi here, is it Lodi or Lodi?
I don't know.
So he played 69 minutes midweek. I mean, he just joined the team. If he starts, like, he's just a guy that I don't know how long he's going to be able to go. So that is an issue. But, yeah, I mean, I think he had a chance for a goal against Manchester City, and he's 4,800. But, I mean, he's 4,800. Is he that much better than Target at 5,200? Like, what do you need him in there for? So,
I mean, if you needed the salary. But, wait, you mean is Lodi better than Target? Is that what you were asking?
I'm just saying, why do you, I guess, $400? You're just
right. If you needed the 400, I mean, yeah. For tournaments, though, like Lodi's got a better chance to score or assist from open play than target.
Is he?
Yeah. And this guy says, is Lodi better than Nico Williams? Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, man, Nico Williams is really good DFS player the way he's playing for Norwich or for Forest, even without. I'm just going to keep doing that, you know? This guy says patiently waiting for me to sip Coke. Yeah, I know. I mean, trust me, I noticed that, but it's a beer today, you know. It's 5:40 on Friday, you know, after a long week. So we're switching it up today.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, cash games is pretty simple. Even for tournaments, it's like you still want these guys. So what else is there even to talk about here? Like we do,
right?
We
want not for me, like
right.
I think it's kind of a mistake to punt on this slate. There's just not, you just don't really need the salary and you're going to lose a lot. Opportunity cost is big. So
on
yeah.
A different day, I'd say Romain Perraud, but even if he starts, he's another guy that's not 100% fit and ready for 90. So.
Right. Yeah. Like on a different day.
I mean, that's pretty much it. Where else?
Yeah. In general. So, like a guy like Perraud, like, I guess like you don't have to play the guys we mentioned, but don't play a center back. Like there's other fullbacks you can play. Of course, you know, a Spurs guy would be fine for GPPs. Yeah.
Yeah. This isn't like the Man City slate where they had a 60% chance for a clean sheet. Chelsea and Tottenham have.
I see it switched a little now.
Yeah. It just went up. So
Chelsea's maybe... now number one.
Oh,
right? Oh,
for clean sheet. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. I thought that's what you were talking about.
Yeah, it was like 39 and 38 when we started the show.
So. Yeah. And when I wrote the article, Spurs were 40 and Chelsea were 38.
As I say that, like 2,900 for Fofana if he starts is kind of cheap for like a favorite center back.
Okay. So I should, you know, I don't want to like write that off. Like, okay. We haven't even talked about this yet, but you can do that and it makes sense with like Kane and Son builds or Kane and Kulusevski or Son and Kulusevski and Reece James. You need the or Son and Kane with Raheem Sterling, those types of builds, then yeah, I think playing a cheap center back is okay. I mean, you need it, you probably need him to score 7-8 points at least, but he can do that.
That's kind of it. I'm just scrolling through defender. And it's like, I don't want these bad fullbacks. I don't want these bad center backs. So, yeah, I mean, you could go if you think that Brentford Leeds match has a high implied total. Like, who am I forgetting to say here? Strike 4,300 is a guy who has just like an incredible non-peripheral floor that we've seen. But I mean, I think he's already scored a goal this season. Maybe not this season. He has an assist, but just give these guys in higher scoring matchups that they're not going to be as popular because they're on Brentford and Leeds and they're not a part of Chelsea. They're not the big set piece taker. So, I mean, there are some upside fullbacks that you can actually look at, that will be less popular, but is it the best move? Probably not, but it won't be popular. So,
right. Stranger things have happened.
Stranger things, goalkeeper, and we have some cheap goalkeepers because despite having a 39-40% chance for a clean sheet, Hugo Lloris is 57, and you mentioned in your article, Mendy is inexplicably 5,100 despite having the best clean sheet odds. Do you think he's going to be popular because of that correlation there?
Yeah, right. I mean, he should be. It makes sense. You know, though, if – you know, Chelsea haven't kept a clean sheet in the last four matches. They've been pretty bad. So don't feel compelled to play Mendy. All these guys are the same, I would say. All of the clean sheet percentages are the same. Those differences are negligible. If you want to play Henderson, that's fine. But yeah, I think, you know, Chelsea, they have a good defense. At least they should have a good defense. And I think they will. I mean, look at those look at the players they have. And West Ham, like, haven't been good at scoring goals. So I do like Mendy. I would play him in cash games. I think him or Henderson is probably the move, whichever one you want for that salary.
And then tournaments, it's whoever you want, because no one really stands out. But probably...
Oh, I like Jose Sa, too, for a little bit cheaper.
Okay, yeah, home against Southampton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's 4,900. So Leno is down at 38. And where is – oh, so, yeah, Fabianski's 44. Okay, that's
– 44? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's – yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
It's almost like when they put together the slate, they had the odds change massively. Let's check the line movement on this match to see if
– oh, I just – that's funny.
Something crazy.
The article doesn't really make sense then, like the last sentence. But anyways, that's fine.
Sorry, I didn't notice it. So no one else is noticing it.
I know.
It looks like the line is moving down. Chelsea was minus 200 a couple days ago. Now they're minus 180. So they're becoming smaller favorites as we get closer.
But their cheap percentage increased?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess
I don't know. Maybe, you know,
implied goal total must be going
people
down.
People are excited about Fofana, Koulibaly, Silva back three, or, you know, that Cucurella, Reece James back five. That seems like a pretty good back five.
Yeah, West Ham have been struggling too.
Mm-hmm. Still, though, like, for me, all of those four are very similar. I guess, yeah, like, yeah. They're very similar. Newcastle would be my least favorite out of those.
I think just based off our conversation, if we fade Tottenham, like, you could go Leno.
Yeah, maybe, but I don't really do that, because you can fade Tottenham and Kane or Son can score a goal and not be optimal. Look, that's fine, but I would hate to ruin my good lineups because Fulham lost 1-0. Or something, or I don't know.
Made five saves.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, this is goalie. You can play whoever you want. I just, like, on slates where I'm not dying for the extra salary, I'm not really trying to do that. Maybe, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's unless you're playing both Son and Kane, like, you're not going to be strapped for cash really to where you need to spend down. So
right.
That dreaded Son, Kane, Zaha lineup where you need to punt four positions. All right. So what are their thoughts here? What's the move? I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet, but I'm probably going to fade Tottenham and Chelsea. That's my
– For tournaments?
In tournaments, yes. I mean, we talk pretty extensively on cash games. It's pretty straightforward. You just got to decide what midfielders you want, kind of a thing, out of five defenders, pick three of those guys and play three defenders, kind of a thing. So it comes to these other four matches. What are we looking at? What do we like? Do we like Brentford? Do we like Brentford? Brentford is kind of hard just because you have Tony, and we already mentioned he's kind of popular here and there. And Mbeumo and Wissa have been getting subbed off when they're starting. And they're not that fantasy friendly. Mm-hmm. Who's the move? Who's what do you think is going to happen here? What do you think? Do we like Newcastle? Newcastle at home are a different team, I think, but Crystal Palace is a tougher matchup. So I think that'll be a tough match for both sides there.
I don't mind. Yeah, I said I don't mind the Newcastle forwards. They're all cheap, but it's not my favorite spot. Yeah, I mean, Wolves and Forest are my favorite two spots. Okay. I'll probably be under on the Chelsea Spurs guys. I mean, I can't full fade. I mean, I could, but I'm not going to. I think it makes sense to have one of Kane or Son on some lineups. I probably won't pair them together. But again, you know, I'm playing for Tottenham not to go out and smash. You know, obviously they could. From that game, I think I like Kulusevski maybe the best. We sort of just glossed over him, and hopefully other people do the same. So I'll have some Kulusevski.
I feel like that happened the last time we talked Tottenham too.
Yeah, it did. It usually does, you know, and I think, and I'm not saying he's not going to be popular. He's a little cheaper now, but he's never that popular. So I like Kulusevski, and another guy we didn't talk about, might be the only time, you know, one of the only times this season I like him or roster him, but Jesse Lingard, 5,300 midfielder. Again, Forest, just great spot.
Lingard, and he did not play last match, so either he's in the doghouse or he's just completely rested. So
yeah, you know, hard to imagine. Yeah, I don't know. You know, they signed so many players, but he was one of their bigger signings. I mean, it's hard to imagine he's not back in the lineup here, but you never know.
Right. We don't know. Ash is asking, what do we expect Tony's percentage to be? I mean, that's a loaded question between cash games, higher GPPs, lower GPPs.
In just cash a guessing games, game. Zero.
Right. Well, 2% in cash games.
Okay. 2% low stakes.
I'd say between 15 and 20, maybe.
I have no idea, Ash. Sorry.
As I said, he has the best odds to score outside of the Tottenham guys. So you got to think that.
Right. It'll be in that middle range, you know, below Kane and Son and below Sterling. And,
I mean, these odds are fairly strange. We have Sterling at plus 195 to score. So I don't know what that means, but the odds are weird.
It seems fine to me.
Yeah, but Sterling has almost the same odds to score as Ivan Perisic. it's just funny. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's
the last time we talked about this, we had Zaha at plus 230 to score.
Remember that?
Yeah,
he scored twice. I think that time.
Okay, that was
when I just said, like, how can Edouard possibly have better odds than Zaha?
I mean, he still does. That's the issue here, but. Yeah, they're at Newcastle. So my thoughts for this Tottenham Chelsea match, if you plan on going that route, it will be popular. They're the biggest favorites, but I think this isn't like Liverpool against Bournemouth. This isn't Manchester City against Forest. These are two teams that have had trouble scoring to start the season and play a little more defensive overall, where they don't usually have like the 5-goal matches, and Fulham have started the season pretty solid defensively. They almost got a point at Arsenal, their last away match. West Ham have been playing more defensive because their scoring has been kind of off a little bit, but that's kind of why I'm off of Tottenham and Chelsea, as the two favorites. They're going to be popular. So if I don't like them in this spot, then why am I going to use them personally in tournaments? So those are my thoughts there.
Yep. No one's gonna play. I'm just looking at like guys that no one's gonna play. No one's gonna play Mitro. No one's gonna play Zaha either, really. 9,300 at Newcastle. No one's gonna play Sinisterra, 8,100. Those have got to be the three lowest owned guys in that range. One's gonna play West Ham,
right? You just look at all the underdogs here that are.
This guy says
a little too high.
Any Gibbs White love? I mean, absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. Listen to the first 15 minutes we talked about him. Gibbs White in tournaments, 6,100.
Gibbs White in tournaments, absolutely, absolutely. I hope people don't play him in tournaments.
Are you gonna have a lineup with six Nottingham Forest players?
maybe. Probably not. Ooh. I'm looking at I'm going to have one with five for sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Six, but I'm going to have one with five.
I mentioned Brentford about not being like that fantasy friendly, but you look at Forest in terms of being fantasy friendly, Like they have the wing backs, they have Lingard and Johnson and Gibbs White, like they have the forwards. So I mean, I guess those are the five guys.
Yeah, and everybody's cheap.
Yeah, so I guess would you play Toffolo if he started on the left wing there for him?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. How much is he?
Yeah, he's probably like
I wouldn't want to. Okay. I mean, if Lodi was on the bench, I really wouldn't want to.
5,200.
Yeah, no, I mean, you need him to obviously come up with an assist or a goal. So you got to be pairing him with Forest guys. Now I would play him if Lodi wasn't on the bench, but that just worries me too much. I need 90 minutes from these expensive defenders. Or if I'm going to take a shot on a guy over one of these good plays, like I want to be sure on that kind of stuff.
The main worry for Forest is that they have 20 new signings. So they have a ton of subs. And if this game is scoreless in the 58th minute, they're going to sub out a few of these guys outside of like Nico Williams and Gibbs White, probably.
Right. So yeah.
That's the worry. Definitely.
All those guys are getting subbed. Yeah.
All right. So that's all we got. Unless you have any other ending thoughts here, you're already drinking beers on a Friday. So you're
just a beer, you know.
Sorry. You're just drinking one beer on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, guys. Yeah, it's been a long week, and it kind of feels good that it's Friday, but then we got games tomorrow, so there's that. But rotowire.com/soccer.
Hey, aren't you excited? I mean, you should be excited. I can't wait for the games tomorrow.
Yeah,
I know you probably got to do some more work for them than I do, but
yeah.
Okay. So, well, that would maybe temper my excitement a little, but you're at least going to be able to get some to watch some soccer tomorrow.
Yeah, I can watch some soccer while working. That's always good. But as long as I'm getting a COVID test later, as long as I feel better later, we'll be good to go. Did I finish that? rotowire.com/soccer trial, free 10-day trial. You got this cheat sheet. You got all that good stuff. Make sure to like, subscribe on YouTube, podcast. Whatever, you can find us in the Discord, and you can find us on Twitter. Ryan is at Ryan Belongi. I am at Rotos Adroik. We have Champions League next week.
Thank you. Sorry for interrupting. Thank you, Jack Connor. Odasawi was that midfielder. Do you remember him?
He played like one match, right?
Otasow. You know who I'm talking about?
Owen Odasawi. Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, the Wolves midfielder. He is no longer. I don't know.
He struggled. I mean, he struggled, but he was very young. I remember.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. All right, Ryan. Thanks a lot. We'll see everyone next week.
Thanks. See you guys.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants—they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.